ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
Coming up, NBC weather. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, low in the 20s in town, in the teens to the north of the city. The outlook for later on today, snow by evening, changing over to rain tomorrow night. Only a chance of, maybe we'll escape. 35 tomorrow for a high.
City girl just seemed to find out early.
WNBC, 3:53 in the morning. And here is Quincy Jones, James Ingram. Just once, or maybe twice if I get excited. NBC.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Just one.
WNBC with a preview of tomorrow's 60 Saturday. Here's Dion from 61.
Is my story, it's sad but true.
Good morning. It's exactly 4 a.m. on WNBC, New York.
NBC News, I'm Don Alexander. Labor Department computers crank out last month's unemployment figures today. Those statistics may confirm the highest jobless rate since World War II. NBC Washington correspondent Mary Dorman previews that release.
More than 9%. That's what some experts are predicting the government's figures on January unemployment will be. Administration officials have been predicting that the unemployment rate could go to 10% before President Reagan's economic recovery plan works. Treasury Secretary Donald Regan said last week that the administration expects the economy to bounce back from the recession this spring, but points out that unemployment is what is called a lagging indicator. What that means is that after the government officially declares a recession is over, some people may still lose their jobs. Mary Dorman, NBC News, Washington.
More news in a minute.
Hey, Bob!
Hi, Joey.
Hi.
So, you're jogging now,
yeah,
huh?
I feel great. I really slept last night.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, let's take a break, huh? I didn't think I would.
How come?
Well, it started out like one of those toss-and-turn nights. So my wife said, come on, Joe, compose yourself. Take Compose. It's a sleeping aid.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So I took Compose.
And?
I felt nice and drowsy. I slept like a baby.
I could tell.
On those occasional sleepless nights, compose yourself. Take Compose. A good night's sleep pays off next morning. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Use only as directed.
What was that all about?
A smoke alarm. Your cigarette smoke set it off.
Some joke.
Yeah, well, those yellow stains on your teeth are no joke.
What do you mean?
Here, blow some cigarette smoke through this white handkerchief. See that stain?
Wow, no wonder my teeth look so dingy.
Yeah, you better get some Topol.
Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, used regularly. It helps remove all kinds of superficial yellow tobacco stains. Week after week, watch your teeth get brighter and brighter. Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, now in 3-ounce regular or 7-ounce fluoride. Use only as directed.
Washington is watching for possible retaliation by Moscow after the expulsion of a Soviet military attaché. Vasily Chitov is said to have been caught by federal agents last weekend in suburban Virginia with sensitive U.S. documents in his possession. The president has followed up his November proposal to Moscow with a firm invitation for total removal from Europe of theater nuclear weapons deployed by both sides. The Reagan plan was formally submitted to Russia on Tuesday in Geneva. Israel is expected to get a slap in the face at the United Nations today, where a General Assembly resolution urging punitive action against her is likely to carry. That resolution is seen as a preliminary to the possible expulsion of the Jewish state from the UN. In Washington, meanwhile, Egypt's president has another busy day. NBC correspondent Paul Miller reports.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak still has one day left in his visit to Washington, but already the visit appears to be a success. Mubarak has achieved two of his main goals, an increase in American military aid and more flexibility in how he spends American economic aid. And he has apparently made a good impression on both the Reagan administration and congressional leaders. His two meetings with President Reagan apparently produced no movement on the question of Palestinian autonomy, but Mubarak appears willing to keep the autonomy talks with Israel going while maintaining his position that the talks should lead to an independent state for the Palestinians. Paul Miller, NBC News, Washington.
Trading was active on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 2 points. This is NBC News.
Hi, Mom. All set for the garage sale?
I'm not going, Judy.
But why, Mom?
I've got a nagging backache.
Oh.
You see, I started cleaning the house for the party next week, and
And you overexerted yourself, right?
Oh, I guess.
I'll get you some Doane's pills.
Doane's pills? Of course.
Good advice. For temporary relief, get Doane's pills and get the better of a simple muscular backache due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Doane's pills are available at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
Airchecks.com.
I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was your physical exam?
Okay, but I really have to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the decision.
Can you?
Darn right. I bought these.
Bantron smoking deterrent tablets.
Bantron has a buffered formula that works fast. Helps curb your craving for nicotine.
Good.
One Bantron tablet after each meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan. I'm through with smoking.
Hey, this calls for a celebration.
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron will help you stop. Use only as directed.
Nicaragua has accused the Reagan administration of playing with fire by tripling its arms aid to El Salvador and hinting at the use of U.S. troops to help down leftists there. From San Salvador, NBC correspondent Robin Lloyd reports Salvadoran reaction to the Nicaragua blast.
They see Nicaragua as a threat and as a government that has actively tried to help the guerrillas to overthrow this government. So I think they probably assume that as the conflict escalates, if it becomes a question of troops coming from outside El Salvador to help this government, I don't think there's any question that the people here feel, well, that means that Nicaragua is going to come in here too, and maybe even Cuba.
Lloyd says El Salvador views Nicaragua as a virtual communist state. In an action watched by 16 other states with similar laws pending, Arkansas has decided against appealing last month's court decision, knocking down its creationism in the classroom law. Don Alexander, NBC News.
WNBC weather, partly cloudy, low in the 20s in town and to the teens north and west of the city. The outlook for later on today, cloudy, chance of snow by evening, changing over to rain tomorrow night. High should be about 35. The outlook for the weekend, clearing and colder on Saturday. Once again, the high of 35, so that's not really colder either. They're just kind of pulling our leg. 29 degrees, Midtown Manhattan at 4:06 here at WNBC.
This is the People Poll. I'm Charles McCord, facing today the pension dilemma, social insecurity in a minute.
I'm driving home last night when I see a white glow about 400 feet up ahead. The closer I got, the brighter the glow, so I slowed way down. That's when I saw the dog. That glow was his collar reflecting my headlights. Lucky he wore that Hart's collar, or I never could have stopped in time.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar, the first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hart's Flea and Tick Killer can be a lifesaver too.
Hey, Bob!
Hi, George.
Hi.
So, you're jogging now,
yeah,
huh?
I feel great. I really slept last night.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, let's take a break, huh?
I didn't think I would.
How come?
Well, it started out like one of those toss-and-turn nights. So my wife said, come on, Joe, compose yourself. Take Compose. It's a sleeping aid.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So I took Compose.
And?
I felt nice and drowsy. I slept like a baby.
I could tell.
On those occasional sleepless nights, compose yourself. Take Compose. A good night's sleep pays off next morning. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Use only as directed.
Suddenly, more people are asking themselves a haunting question. Will I have enough money to live on when I retire? Social Security is in deep financial trouble. President Reagan a couple of times this year has considered cutbacks in retirement benefits. Meanwhile, inflation continues to methodically chew away at the value of money people had saved for old age and at the amount that can be saved. Most elderly Americans traditionally have rested their retirement plans on a three-legged platform of Social Security, private pensions, and savings. But the hard fact seem to be that forces out there are threatening to cut off the platform's legs. It seems nearly a rhetorical question, but we had Tony Crabtree of our Miami, Florida affiliate, WQAM, ask it anyway in that community so heavily populated by retirees. Is the person retiring today better or worse off than he would have been if he'd retired 10 years ago? And here are some of the replies Tony gathered.
Retirement is always more difficult in the future than when you ever planned for it.
With inflation, that people can't afford to live on just Social Security alone. They have to have other means of support.
I think it's harder to retire today because the dollar seems to be worth a lot less.
There is a difference today that economically it's a lot more difficult if somebody wants to consider retirement today that they're going to be in a real tight corner trying to make ends meet.
Oh, it's much more difficult today. I don't know how the heck they're making it.
It is a wonder. Social Security, which in nearly 50 years has become the lifeline of older Americans, is close to bankruptcy. Can it be improved? Very difficult. There are 3.2 workers statistically supporting every retiree right now. By the year 2040, when nearly a quarter of the population will be over 65, there will be only 2 workers for every retiree. That's way in the future, though. And Social Security's own actuaries predict the system could be out of money by 1984. I'm Charles McCord on the People Poll, 66 WNBC New York.
All the most popular songs, plus exclusive end chapter traffic report. WNBC New York. WNBC 414 with the all-night creature feature. On the way for you, we've got Sheena Easton, Boss Skaggs, Temptations, Elvis Presley. Stick around, WNBC. WNBC, where later this morning, resident IMS in the morning space cadet Jupiter will unveil his solution to the current cocaine war, also known as bring around the nostril war. So I wonder what that solution could be. Find out this morning at IMS, WNBC.
Sometimes wonder why.
WNBC at 421. I've got the number here if you'd like to become a reader, writer for handicapped students and help some people out. The number is 516-560-3230. Here's Boz Skaggs at WNBC.
Hope they never end the song.
The WNBC weather forecast for today looks like this. It's going to be partly cloudy to start off with a low in the 20s. Then, later on, cloudy with a chance of snow developing by evening. Sometime during the night, it should probably change over to rain. High tomorrow predicted 35. WNBC Midtown Manhattan temperature 29. WNBC, we're going to salute Rod Stewart's upcoming concert appearance with a commercial-free hour of Old Rod Saturday night. It's the Saturday night special at 11 p.m. Hope you can make it by for Rod on 66 WNBC. Here's Sheena Easton.
You're the seventh son of the seventh son.
NBC at 4:30, we have NCOPTER traffic reports featuring Roz Frank in the mornings and afternoons because we want to stay your station. 66 WNBC.
Of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.